John Klosnitzer and I invited the state champion girls cross-country team to join us on the morning show this morning. And right now we have excerpts from that morning show. Let's start out with assistant coach Sherry Meyer and head coach Kevin Wellman. So how long have you been coach of a cross-country team now here in Medford?
This is, I believe, year number six for me. I can remember my first year. We had 12 runners total, boys and girls combined.
So how many do you have now, then, as in comparison?
28 total. Based on the numbers we've talked about, it's the largest number team we've ever had. And, I mean, we were able to run complete JVs for the first time ever. So you have to have, you know, five scoring members. So we had five guys, and we had some JV girls races where we had 10 girls running. Just having the numbers, and, you know, middle school's got a big team. They're around 30, so it's going to keep coming down the pipe.
We start out our season in the summer, usually the end of June, and we work on building an endurance base. So we work on just miles mostly. Once we get our endurance base built up, then we start adding incline running, which are running hills. We try to keep them off the pavement as much as possible. So as you may know, Medford's not the hilliest town in the world, but we seem to find a few here and there. Then we start working on decline running, so running downhill. There's a technique to all of this, so we also work on form and technique. Then we start working on a lot of speed, so interval running, tempo runs, what they call fartlek runs, if you've ever heard of those. Not my favorite word, but that's what they're called. And then we just start putting all those puzzle pieces together. I think one of the most important components is the mental part. So we do talk a lot about mentally always thinking positive, always thinking in your head again, like Lauren said, never get up to the starting line thinking you're coming in second. Be positive, be confident, believe in your team, believe in yourself. You're only as good as your teammates and your leadership. So this team has really proven that this year. I think the last two years we were in what we called tough sectionals, which we were, but I think we proved this year that they weren't so tough. I think the only roadblock we had was in our heads, and we came out this year and really set it on fire, so it feels great.
Let's talk with the girls. Franny Seidel, Alicia Kawa, Lauren Meyer, Grace Kelly, Paige Brantner, and a couple of freshmen, Alexis Flegel and Jennifer Kahn.
I love running, so it really just is a break for me from everything else.
Basically the same. Running's really fun to do, so it's a little activity to have on the side. I wanted to do a sport, so in middle school I tried out for cross country, and I immediately loved it. It was so much fun.
My mom has always been really into running, and just growing up I would watch her do 5Ks and her half marathons and stuff, so I think that really like influenced me, and I joined cross country my seventh grade year.
Same for me. I started when I was in middle school just as something fun to do. I didn't know how it would turn out, but then I found out that it was something that I really loved to do and something that I was actually pretty good at, so I kind of just stuck with it.
My mom also pushed for it, but she, like, said it was, like, running is something you can do your whole life, so it, like, goes into that. And then, like, I like the fact that you get to run individually, but also as a team, so you have, like, both to rely on.
I got into running because my cousin and older sister, they both ran, and I just thought they were amazing and cool, so I wanted to be just like them.
I think my dad got me into running mostly. He ran in high school, and he like thought I would be good at it, and it turned out that I was.
I don't think any of us expected to win state, but we always do a huddle before we run, and we were just talking about how it was really cool that we won conference and sectional and like got to state, but it would be like even cooler if we won this thing. So I think we just all went out and wanted to win. I don't know, will to win.
How were all of your times at the state tournament compared to the way the season had gone? Did anybody just shatter what they had done prior to state?
Yeah, I think all of us had a really good race that day. I know for a majority of us set new personal bests, so it was a really great race. Everyone just felt good, and it was a good day to have a good race.
During the race, the girls seemed like they were grouping up and running together and really helping push each other. And, you know, you can run against your competitors and you can run against Lakeland, but when you're running against your own teammate, they really just push each other harder. And then with the training this year, and I had a lot of parents and community members come up, and they said where they thought our girls really kind of pulled away was on the uphills and downhills. that we attack the uphills, and when we hit a downhill, they just lengthened their stride and really just ate up ground and just kind of pulled away from the competition.
Our team is up for Team of the Week on Central Wisconsin Sports, too, so go ahead and log in and vote for Medford Girls Cross Country. And I just want to say how very proud I am of all you girls. Looking around at you this morning, it is very surreal. I mean, it's a wonderful experience. Great job. I'm honored to be your coach. So thank you.
Congratulations to the Medford Girls Cross Country Team, WIAA Division II State Champions. The team and the trophy will be center stage in the M Room at the Medford Senior High School tomorrow evening, Tuesday, October 30th at 5:30. Come and congratulate Medford State Cross Country Champs. That's tomorrow evening at 5:30 in the M Room.